Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Friday evening, on a weekend that we all need to get to. We will start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
You won't see any nose hair on me, thanks to the Brett Favre Trevor.
And we'll say good evening to Don.
Because what Jeter wants to do.
You know, RJ made a great point. All the years Michael covered the Yankees, from what, 1988 to now?
1986.
Never was on the field like that.
Well, when I was hosting Old Timers Day.
Not from left center field.
I don't think you were hosting. Well, sometimes I walk through the outfield wall, like in the morning for a day game. Nobody's on the field. I walk that way.
Ooh, crazy.
So if no one's there yet and you're a couple hours early, you'll cut through from the outfield?
Yeah, but briskly, because you're not invited to be on that field. That's hallowed ground. I love baseball.
I understand. I respect it.
Listen, I could just see Don like be in the Louvre, right, in France or in Paris, and just walk up and start touching the Mona Lisa. You can't.
See,
do
I think
that.
This is what irritates Peter.
Exactly.
And
you had me. I was with
it's
you.
It's not that you're bothering the players. It's not that you're someplace you're not supposed to be. You should know your role. It's that I'm not worthy.
You're not worthy of being on that field. People work their whole life to be on that field.
I know, but listen, you're not supposed to be there. I get it. All right, but the idea that it's the equivalent of touching the Mona Lisa. Give me a break.
And for
that is the equivalent.
Well, no, you know what, Don? It is like the equivalent because I've seen the Mona Lisa in person. Not impressive. literally not a good piece of art. I mean, I just go, I saw it and I go, this is what everyone's waiting for. But I do relate to the sentiment when I'm at WWE, I have the TV locker room where those of us who are doing TV get dressed. I won't go in the men's locker room. If I need to talk to someone, I'm not going to go walking through the men's locker room to do that. Cause that's where the wrestlers do what they do.
You know, well, I wouldn't walk through a locker room of like male models either. So, you know, you got to know where you belong.
Wait, you're saying that's not the
physically,
reason.
Physically, you don't
belong
there. Physically, you cannot.
I already, even in my locker room, I'm still often getting dressed with wrestlers and former wrestlers who all are sculpted, just gorgeous humans. And I have to get dressed there. It is what it is.
Wow.
I refuse to be the seventh grade Peter Rosenberg who's embarrassed to get dressed in the locker room. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying, Don? You just got to own it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't rush anymore.
A lot of people don't know this, Peter. But when Don did the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Kings against the Rangers.
Yeah.
Right before the game, he put on a pair of skates and started skating. Just past the guys, just to say hello.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I'm trying to think. Your story's so familiar. I'm just trying to think. I've gotten in trouble so many times at events from not knowing where to be.
Yeah. And that's all this was. I meant nothing malicious.
I know. It happened to me at concerts. You know, when you're not used to having access, sometimes you make mistakes at first before you understand kind of like, the unwritten rules of where you go and don't go.
But that would
explain these rules are actually written, Peter. You cannot go on the field.
It's a really good point. In this case, the rules actually
written. Again, all that would be comparable if I was like a foot in fair territory.
No, he was where Bernie roamed.
Yeah, exactly. It's
where different. Mickey roamed. Where Joe DiMaggio roamed.
A lot of roaming. We mentioned this the other day, but Steven Jackson was very close with George Floyd. And he went to Minneapolis and spoke today. He was with several people, including Jamie Foxx. a community leader, my son, who's from here, who was out there, and Trey the Truth, I saw a lot of people out there. But let's hear Steven Jackson talking about the death of George Floyd.
I'm here because they're not going to demean the character of George Floyd,
That's right.
My twin. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when police do things that they know that's wrong, the first thing they try to do is cover it up and bring up your background to make it seem like the that they did was worthy. When was murder ever worthy? But if it's a black man, it's approved. You can't tell me when that man had his knee on my brother's neck, taking his life away with his hand in his pocket, that smirk on his face didn't say I'm protected.
So there you have it. I really didn't realize at first just how close Steven Jackson. And that's, of course, Steven Jackson, the former Indiana Pacer, and really solid NBA player throughout his career.
And Peter, I don't know how you feel, but the thing, I mean, obviously the act was deplorable. But the look on the guy's face.
Oh, man.
And he was like he's leaning against a car, smoking a cigarette with his hand in his pocket, like so cavalierly. And his knee is taking the guy's last breath away. Like he didn't have a care in the world. Like he was on the side of the road.
And it almost felt like he was spiting those people who were there telling him to stop. Like he was looking
at this guy is found guilty, okay, he's not going to have a real good time of it in Gen Pop.
He probably won't go in Gen Pop. I'm sure he won't.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll protect him.
Some police officers there, but
they only got him brought in today, and he's now going to get a third degree murder charge, which I'm told by my lawyer friend and co-host of Cheap Heat, Stat Guy Greg, that third degree is the proper charge in this case, just because if they went another way, they'd have an impossible time trying to prove any sort of premeditation. So this is actually, the direct quote he put was, unfortunately, third degree is appropriate and has the best likelihood of success. If they charge him with first or second degree murder, he'd beat the case when they fail to prove intent to kill.
And I think third degree, I read, the maximum you could get is 25 years.
So it will be very interesting to see how it plays out. Of course, a lot of athletes have weighed in over the last several days. I saw a quote from LeBron James, a myriad of athletes
Dwayne
posting
Wade.
About it. Yeah, D. Wade.
Why should they be silenced because they're athletes? I mean, take a look at Twitter. Everybody's got an opinion on this, right? Everybody's outraged. And if John Q. Public can be outraged, why can't LeBron James?
I think they should step up. And it's distasteful to me when, and I said this at the beginning of the show, you know, just, you know, stick to dribbling. Well, if everybody followed those rules, Donald Trump wouldn't be president of the United States. I mean, why should he have said anything? But, it was a reality show.
But let's
host.
Face it, Michael. When somebody says stay in your lane or just shut up and dribble, or know your role, whatever, 100% of the time, they disagree with what you're saying.
And a lot of the percent of the time, it's about color.
Thank you, Michael. That's fair. It's very often people telling black athletes to keep their mouths shut and just do the job. And, you know,
you do hear a lot of people tell liberal Hollywood types to
that. You're right. Over the last few years, that's
right.
Become a thing.
I mean,
too.
Alyssa Milano gets it all the time. Like, she doesn't have a right to an opinion.
Well, yeah, that's what I don't understand. Like, or John Cusack. There's a lot of, you know, quote-unquote Hollywood. Well, listen, everybody has an opinion. Everybody's outraged. Everybody's on social media.
But that's so silly. Ronald Reagan was an actor. Donald Trump was hosting the Apprentice.
But the right. Idea that just because I'm famous, that means I have to shut up?
Every one of us could be president of the United States if we so aspire. So we have every right to an opinion. Now, there are some companies, like, we can't give you political opinions on this show. We get in trouble. There's a rule. We can't. But as a free citizen, where our companies are not saying you can't go one way or the other, which I understand, because we're representing them. But if I was just representing myself, I have every right to say what I want to say. Nobody's going to tell me, stick to announcing.
ESPN is going to broadcast the Major League Baseball draft for the first time since 2008. Of course, MLB Network will also have their own coverage. Don, will the MLB draft do better than horse?
Well, I don't I don't know how well it's going to do. No, Horace
it'll be produced
be better. The problem is you don't know any of these players. That's the issue. But whenever I hear this, especially when MLB started to broadcast, and I understand ESPN's putting it on because of lack of programming because of the pandemic, but I have it somewhere. I probably have it just a few feet away in this cabinet. I suggested back in the early 2000s on this radio station that they should broadcast the MLB draft, and got destroyed by Bob Racer. You're welcome.
The majority of the NBA's 30 general managers said they would prefer to just come back with a 16 playoff team format. It's actually 16 of the 30, so it's not overwhelming. Said they prefer to come back with just a regular playoff format with the teams and seedings based on the standings when the season was suspended on March 12th.
But can we agree
that was one of four options presented?
None of the options should include the Knicks. And that's not being anti-Knicks. I just think that I was doing the math. I think after the Spurs, then there shouldn't be anybody else.
No, we said this the other day. The drop-off's too big.
It is funny, though. Imagine if you include everybody and Golden State would get back Klay Thompson. All of a sudden, they're not the worst team in basketball, are they?
But think about this. I was doing the winnings percentage thing because not everybody's played the same amount of games, so they would probably go with winning percentage, right, if they were to do a different system than just taking the top six, eight teams in each conference. The Mavericks have a 597 winning percentage. It's almost a 600 winning percentage. Next, the Grizzlies at 492. That's in the NBA. Like, that's a pretty distinct drop-off. Like,
top
you've
heavy.
Got good teams, and then you just got everybody else, right? I mean, so I'm sorry. I have a difficult time giving a team that's double digits under 500 a chance to do anything.
No, I know. Seeing the Wizards in the playoff, not needed. New Dodger David Price doing something that you might not expect of him, given sort of his past reputation when he was in Boston. He is going to give $1,000 to every minor leaguer that's not on the team's 40-man roster. So this is going to affect 200 people. The Dodgers had already committed to continuing their $400 a week payments to their minor league players, but David Price is going to give them $1,000 a month.
And from what I've heard, he told the Dodgers, I'm doing this, and under no circumstances do you publicize it. And they agreed. And then one of the people that received the $1,000 check from David Price was giddy about it and went public with it. And that's the only reason it's become public.
That's total class. However you felt about David Price, you've got to reevaluate.
Well, Michael, you're talking about if this lasts 5 months, he's giving up a ton of money.
Well, he's committed to through June. From what I've read. So I don't know what goes on after that.
So,
and the most of minor leaguers would play would be through August anyway.
So at least $200,000.
Yes, at least $200,000.
For very generous. I don't care how much money you make. $200,000, $200,000.
Good for him.
Melvin Gordon spoke.
Melgo.
Do you call him? I call him Miga.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very popular nickname.
Bad holdout also works.
What is that?
Bad holdout also works.
Yeah, true. He says that it won't be too tough for players to adjust to life with no fans.
We didn't have fans anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we didn't have many Chargers fans at the game. I'm going to be honest. We ain't had many Chargers fans at the game. You know, much loyalty, love, but we ain't had many. So I'm not missing anything.
I mean, listen, I'm sorry. It's the truth. They played 16 road games.
I know. He's right. But that's a slap in the face to the fans that did go. You know what I mean?
But the other fans slapped them in the face.
Yeah, but
that stadium's empty. It's 70% other team.
But really, who are you calling out? The San Diego Charger fans that saw their team move to Los Angeles and don't want to make the 2-hour trek up?
Well, but that's the thing. So he's not trying to kill them.
It's not like an established team that's been there forever and nobody goes, and you're just red hot about it. They had a reason not to.
But he doesn't. But also, but Don, in fairness to Melvin Gordon, he doesn't sound red hot about it.
No, I'm just saying.
He's just saying we're used to
it. If I'm one of the fans that pays for the tickets and goes, because we all exaggerate and say nobody's there. Listen, when the Redskins and especially the East Coast teams play there, you know, there was probably 75% Redskin fans or Raider fans.
Oh, I was there for it. Yep.
You know, but that it's the 25% that did go, and a lot of them probably drove the 2 hours to get there. I mean, they're probably not feeling great.
No, but don't you think they probably agree? They probably know?
Yeah.
They're probably like, yeah, it stinks.
It's not changing. Like, so what's going to happen? They're going to move into the new stadium. They're going to share with the Rams. It's going to be – you think it's going to get any better?
I know. It's very strange, man. This whole two teams in L.A. thing is still so weird.
It's really the NFL should be embarrassed by it. They really should. And now, all they wanted was to get a new building so they can have a Super Bowl in Los Angeles. That's all that was about. But two, come on.
Speaking of the NFL, this just out, and this belongs in the NN. We spoke about this, that Dave Portnoy of Barstool had won that auction to watch a Monday Night Football game with Roger Goodell in his house.
Right. Okay.
Well, Sports Business Journal reporting the NFL will not allow Portnoy to watch the game with Goodell after Portnoy failed a background check by the league.
Ooh. Conveniently? Or is there something really...
And what happens to the money now?
I guess they go to the second bidder, right?
Yeah, by the way... So does he have something criminal in his past?
Well, Darren Revelle said... after Portnoy failed the league's background check, which consists of all the times Portnoy messed with the league...
This sounds fugazi to me.
It probably is, but screw it. He's a bad guy.
Who, Portnoy?
Yeah.
All right,
I mean, I'm not saying Goodell's a saint either, but if you're Goodell and this guy's been a jackwagon forever.
No, I get that. Then say that.
And by the way, what I would do if I was Goodell, I would give it to the second highest bidder and say, I'll make up the difference and more.
Right.
I'm not having you in my house, clown.
And listen, I'm no Dave Portnoy fan. I get that there's, you know, issues there, but they're not criminal. When you suggest
he could have criminal.
Well, but he could. But I'm saying if he failed
the
background check,
but if he just messed with them, that's true.
But you can't just throw it out. Failed a background check because that suggests something like criminal in his past. Like he shouldn't be tagged with something he didn't do. To just come out and say we just can't do it. The guy's been too negative to the league. We're not doing it. We'll give it to the second place person. We'll compensate the difference. But we're not going to let this guy anywhere near Roger Goodell. I respect that more than to say he failed a background check.
Last thing here, because we have a guest coming up at 6:30, so I actually got to wrap close to on time today. Did you guys see that the statements from former Mets second round pick Andrew Church?
Oh yeah.
He put up an Instagram post yesterday. Now that his time with the Mets has come to an end.
Yeah, they released a lot of minor leaguers to save money. He was one of them.
You wouldn't think the Mets of all teams would do that, would you?
No, the Royals maybe, but they didn't.
But the Mets
did. The Twins,
The Twins, you would think.
And the Marlins didn't.
Teams, right? Yeah. No, the Marlins didn't, really.
But the Mets released the minor league player. Okay. He talked about his time with the Mets by saying, quote, "They made a mockery of our team by putting a celebrity on it to sell more tickets.
Ooh.
I saw players lose their jobs because of it."
That's Tim Tebow he's talking about.
"We weren't playing to win. We were playing to make everyone else money, not the players. We never saw a cut." Well, allegedly, that one player did.
Really? A serious allegation.
And I mean, but think about it. To think about how the way they treated their organization when they put Tim Tebow there, and now you're a guy who gutted it out, and they're the first team, basically, one of the first teams to let people go during this, I'd be red hot. It's scorched earth. After you sat through the Tebow experiment, you know how insulting that would be?
What's Tebow doing now?
He was not one of the minor leaguers released, amazingly.
Shocking.
Really?
Yeah.
They kept him.
Yep.
Interesting. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.